We're talking today about responsibility to resist power. Yeah. Very interesting quote by Kropotkin. And I agree. It is. The solution is very simple, yet it is arguably what people are most afraid of, to see each other, to talk to each other. Power has done an excellent job of conditioning us, of keeping us atomized in boxes. And that conditioning is very powerful. When you're hearing these discussions and you're hearing, if you do the analysis, we come to the conclusion that the system isn't just these military or educational or political system or a system of class structures, that the system is inside of us. And when people start to sit with that and talk about it, it's not to feel like that is an attack on an individual being, saying that, you know, the problem is you and you need to fix you, or, you know, in fact, we, yeah.
And I actually believe that those who have access to the airwaves, the punditry, have a really big responsibility to talk in authentic ways, because that's what turns us on. That's what excites us.
So why, you know, obviously those in the media who have a megaphone to numerous people, and you would think would be grappling, you know, with the morality of the times right now. You know, if you do the analysis, you have a responsibility. So why is that authentic conversation, truthful, earth-based discussions, why aren't they not happening more on the airwaves? It seems like times are getting harder. The Raven, you say the people on the street more and more, they're like, yeah, we're in a totalitarian state right now. This is a reality. Why, when you turn on KPFA, even on the progressive media, why are you not hearing an earth-based discussion? You know, I mean, I understand the pressures of trying to keep that conversation under wraps, but more and more I feel like that would be a hard task to try and control that conversation, you know. And, you know, people on the left in the, you know, KPFA and, you know, all in all those worlds, you know, is it just that they're being tugged by power, that they have bosses and, you know, can't say certain things because that would shut, you know, down their radio show or their, you know, whatever it is that they're putting out there? I don't quite understand why the analysis that I hear on the radio isn't, you know, streety, isn't earth-based, isn't, you know, something that really truly reflects what is going on. And, you know, for one, okay, so why aren't we hearing it on the radio, on the airwaves? And two, if we're not, then let's do it ourselves. And I think that's where we're coming in with what we're trying to do, is to create the conversation for ourselves. Because, you know, if we are the most interesting people, then why are we giving our power, our thought, over to these medias of distraction, of thought, you know?